For our thought for the day, which today is from Martin Spettigy. Good morning, Martin.
Hello, good morning, Mark. We are now something like halfway through the Commonwealth Games. And right from the start, from the opening ceremony last Thursday, there seems something a little different about them. Their statistics are pretty impressive, from the $250 million budget, a $77 million stadium, and something like a million spectators projected, and 1,000 toilets to meet their needs. They've been dubbed the Friendly Games, and reports from athletes and spectators alike confirm this friendliness. Quite a far cry from the intensity and fixation on success that seems so evident in the Sydney Olympics. Old sports hands tell us of the drug-taking and cheating that can go on, and how the standard of these athletes are below top level, and how the long-distance runners nowadays only follow the big prize money and don't get involved with these types of games, and so on. And yet it is in these types of games that we experience a refreshing lack of ego, a lack of greed. When we see the success of the athletes and the effort to gain that success, not only does it inspire us, but we rise to applaud the achievement and share the happiness of it. The path to success for the athlete is not easy. So much practice and effort is needed to achieve it. And in life, nothing is easy for us. If it were, then we would be satisfied with a self-complacent life. If we were always successful, then we would not value our capacities and our abilities or appreciate our achievements. If the fast runner looks backwards, he will stumble. Likewise, if we look back, we will be pulled down and depressed by thoughts of sadness, frustration, failures, and so on. Like the fast runner, we should always look forward and focus on our goal. Here's a short poem by Sri Chinmoy. Who is the winner? Not he who wins the race, but he who loves to run sleeplessly and breathlessly with God, the supreme runner. Goodbye.